Today we're going to talk about something a little bit different. I have my husband Richard here with me, and we are going to be reacting to a video that was posted this morning on the Channel Makers YouTube channel. And if you're not familiar with the Channel Makers, basically it's a YouTube channel where they talk about how to grow your YouTube channel. Up until this point, I think they started in 2020, and up until this point, there was the impression that it was run by just one person. That was my perception, and also the perception, I think, of a lot of other viewers based on the comments that were posted on this video today. But in short, the main face of the channel has now quit the team. So a lot of people are upset because they're thinking, I signed up to this person thinking he was a one-man show just like me, but actually it's a team full of people and he's just one of the employees. Should we go ahead and stream the video? Or
yeah.
In order to do that, I'm going to defer to Ricky here. You see, what you need to know about Ricky is the host of the Income School YouTube channel, as well as the original owner of Income School itself.
So for me, this is the first time I've ever heard of anybody not named Nate associated with the channel. I'm sure, you know, as my background of watching Channel Makers is, you know, whenever Sonia would occasionally watch him, I would sometimes tune in with her. I very rarely looked at his content or the Channel Makers content myself, but like even just said right there, like I assumed it was him. I assumed he was the sole owner. Every video that they talk about, they always says, I tried this, I did this, I did this research. And then that's why it's pretty shocking or confusing that this whole time has been a team. Maybe a couple of times they've mentioned, our team or this person, but very, very rarely was anybody else ever mentioned on the videos that we watch. Because most people probably don't watch all the videos from the content creator, even if you're a fan.
Yeah, after we started watching this video, I did some extra research and I looked through the titles of his other videos. It's always using the word I. I looked at his Instagram, also just says Nate, the Channel Makers Instagram.
Yeah, the other thing, like the YouTube banner for the channel itself says Channel Makers. You can show it if you know, it's too hard, I don't know. But it says Channel Makers and then it says, has a picture of Nate and it says Nate. So it's like they're just 100% branding with his face, and they've always said he's always said I during the thing, so that's why it's kind of confusing. Oh yeah, there we go. So just, you know, if anybody look at this, they would think, oh, Nate is the owner of this channel, this is his channel. There was no other team, there was no other mention of anybody right here,
right?
So I don't know,
same thing here, Channel Makers. I'm pretty sure this is his channel. It's not a verified channel, but I'm pretty sure this is it. It says, just says Nate, digital creator. Doesn't say that it's a, you know, team of people.
Really, the origins of Channel Makers begin with Income School. Take it away, Rick. It actually started with me and a friend, two guys. Just
can
like
you zoom
me.
It back in a little bit more?
Oh, yeah.
Videos, really filming no edit videos and uploading them immediately. No publishing schedule, figuring things out as we went. We figured a lot out over time. The channel evolved. We developed personalities. Lots of different things happened, just like tends to happen on YouTube channels. And we built that into a very successful business, teaching blogging on YouTube, but then teaching blogging and YouTube to our students. And there's a little bit of a missing piece there, right? We wanted our students of blogging to understand the value and benefits of YouTube that we were seeing as YouTube creators ourselves. So we tried to start teaching that on YouTube. And as many of you may know, when you try to teach something to an audience that's used to one thing, you give them something a little bit different. It only seems to apply to a segment of that audience and the video just doesn't spread. So every video we made about YouTube just seemed to not do very well. So we did a couple things. First of all, we started expanding the team. As our business grew, we just had more needs. We needed people to edit videos. We needed people to help us plan videos. So the team started to grow, as tends to happen on YouTube channels. We also decided that we needed more experience with YouTube than just this one channel. So we started a second as a case study and that channel took off, which was just incredible. We developed our YouTube process a little bit further and decided it was time to go all in teaching YouTube. And that's where Channel Makers came from. And that is when Nate entered the picture. Nate joined the team to run the Channel Makers YouTube channel, or what became the Channel Makers YouTube channel, and has grown it substantially to where it is today. But now it's time to take that a step further and introduce you to the future of Channel Makers. It is time.
Anything you want to say?
It's just weird to see. Okay, you see this guy, apparently he's the owner. And then you just see these random people that have no context and no clue about who they are. Apparently they've been involved the whole time. It's just weird, because then you basically, you know, I don't know. To realize this whole time the team's been running it, it's kind of like the equivalent of like you go to your small business in your town or something, and you're trying to support them, and you're like, this is great, this is great, this is a great mom and pop shop, whatever, something. I'm supporting small businesses. And then you find out actually they don't have any products themselves. It's owned by Walmart or something, and they're just like the front for it. And it just makes you feel kind of gross or like weird or like misled this whole time. And I don't know. It's just strange to just to go into, oh, here's our team, and then they show all these random clips of people that have no, that don't matter to the audience or to me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know who that is. It's just like seeing someone's family that you just, you know, some strangers, just seeing strangers, what it is.
To officially introduce you to the remainder of the Channel Makers team. In no particular order, I'm going to start with Andrea. See, Andrea is our resident editor and thumbnail expert. She brought a lot of experience to the scene from the get-go. And if I can go back on Channel Makers and see the moment when the thumbnails...
Basically, the next whole, like, section, the whole middle section is just them pointing out who's on the team. And, like, you know, it's weird because it's like the same thing I just said. It's like seeing strangers. Like, it doesn't even register. It's like, I'm like, wow, they're probably good at their job, and that's great. That's awesome that they're good at YouTube, but it also doesn't mean anything to me because I have no connection to them at all. It's just like, you know, they could have shown any pictures of any people, and I would be like, it's just as confused.
So it looks like there's team introduction. Ricky is the owner, right? I think,
yeah.
Based on the comments I read, I think he has a partner though. That's Jim, I think. And then I don't know if that person's still on the team. He's on the Income School website. And then Andrea, Cody, Nathan, Julia, Anna, Carissa, and Jake. So it's like, plus when Nate was on there too. So it was initially all this time, it was like 10 people basically.
Basically.
And then now he's no longer on there, but yeah, we both thought that it was just Nate. Or I read a lot of comments this morning, and it's like, oh, you know, people are thinking like maybe it was just Nate. And then as he grew, he hired a virtual assistant and a video editor, or maybe someone to do his thumbnail design. But we didn't expect that it was like this full team, and it wasn't Nate's channel. It was this company's channel, basically.
One of the big changes you're going to see coming to Channel Makers here is that with this team, we realized we have a lot more that we could offer. So you're going to see a lot more of us. There's a lot of different perspectives and different experience, different expertise that we really have to share. And so we're going to do that here on Channel Makers. But the next cool thing is these new projects. We have two new YouTube channels that we as a team are starting right now. Not teaching YouTube, but doing YouTube, right? These are case studies that we're building out as real full-on channels. One of them will be totally public. We'll show you everything we're doing all along the way. I think it'll be a really good experience to see how we build a YouTube channel based on the expertise that we already have, having done this several times before. The other channel we're building in secret, and the reason for that is to have organic natural growth. So again, we can see.
Okay, yeah. So that's the thing that after I watched this, I watched probably a couple times maybe. This is the part that jumped out at me. They talk about this. I'm like, okay, I kind of don't even care at this point. I probably would have tuned out, but I was so like interested in like, what else could they say? So the first one they said is going to be a completely public open channel showing everything that they're doing, and the second one's private. And when I heard that, I'm like, what? Why would you be private about something? This is confusing. That doesn't, like, it seems like why would you be secret? Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't exactly say this, but it's just an opinion or a theory, but maybe that's what Channel Maker was originally. Maybe it's kind of what he said at the beginning, is they already had expertise, and they wanted to make a new channel and see and test things out and see what would happen and see how things would go. Well, if they automatically announce it on their channel that already had, say, I don't know how many subscribers they had, but say 100,000 subscribers, that would heavily influence the success of that second channel. So what they try to do is be secret about it and not let them say it has a connection. They want it to seem organic and as if it was Nate's channel. It was this new channel that just started. And the thing was about it is that makes sense. That, like, to try to see how things would grow organically, that does make sense. The problem, I think, with that is that the whole point of the channel.
I'm just trying to make it look better.
I think one thing they didn't anticipate is that the reason the channel did so well is because people assumed it was a small creator like them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they connected with that. And they saw, wow, his things are working. I can do this too. Well, no, guess what? You can't. Because, I mean, maybe you can. It's possible. But this guy had a team the whole time. They probably used money. They had to hire Nate, so they probably used money from his other businesses and other channels to start this one. So right. It's basically, it's a huge, like, if it would just say this was this exact same thing happened and the person was like a gaming channel or something, just an entertainment, and the head of the channel left and everyone found out, oh, that wasn't his channel. Well, some people might care and be upset, but in reality, it was like, it wasn't educational stuff. It was just entertainment. So the people who really liked the content could probably still just tune into the future content and without too much of a hiccup. They would, as long as they liked the new person presenting the information. But this is like a critical piece where the person presenting the information, they mattered. The context mattered of like, oh, is this guy just like me? He started out as nothing. Yeah, they did mention at the beginning of the video that they did start out, you know, him and his, like the Ricky and his friend, started out that way. They started as two guys messing around on YouTube, but it doesn't matter. By the time they made the channel makers, they were a, you know, successful YouTuber group or team. So it basically just like they lost all credibility. And like, I mean, I think I'd wish the best for Nate. He seems like I don't know anything about him really, but he seems like he's a good guy. Like that, the Ricky guy seems fine. Like, I don't want them to like the channel to like suffer, but like me personally, I wouldn't be interested in watching anything anymore from them because it doesn't really make any sense anymore. Like the whole premise of the channel was, you know, this is how you build a channel from scratch and you can do it. It's what it felt like.
It seemed achievable.
Now it's, yeah, it doesn't. Now it's like, oh, you just kind of like misled me this entire time. And now I don't know if it's possible for me to make a successful YouTube channel.
I'm trying to find like some of the comments that I saw that were really good. I took screenshots of them, but I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the YouTube comments so far, unless they delete them, there was a lot that were just echoing the same thing we were saying. This is like, wow, I had no idea. This is really misleading. Other people just, you know, wishing them well, which is good. There's nothing, no ill will really, but it's just confusing.
Yeah, I thought this person, Image Maven, said, interesting to note that all along I thought Nate was like one person or two person show working in his basement studio. No wonder the rest of us struggle to get our content done without a whole team behind us. I will stop beating myself up now for not being as good as Nate. I guess most channels are run by a team. YouTube is a business now. When I started, it was small independence. My goal was to help my classroom students with extra content. I seriously think it's time for me to quit. As clearly, unless there's a team behind the channel, it's really hard to get big. All the best to you, Nate. Your team has helped me a lot. Honestly, when I read this comment, I wanted to cry because I looked at her channel. She started, I think when YouTube, I don't know, like her oldest video was like 14 years old. And it's just sad that people have basically lost hope in growing their channels because now you see the reality behind these YouTube experts, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And like we maybe mentioned earlier, but this ties directly into, you had a recent video, like the consistency is key video. And you talked about like, you don't know some of these channels or how much help they're having with it. And it's like, this is a perfect example of like, literally I would have bet a lot of money that he didn't have a big team, I would have definitely bet that they didn't start with a team. I would have been like, oh, he started by himself. I'm sure he started by himself. And if he has a team now, like you said, he has a team of like an editor and an intern and someone else maybe. But like, I would have never, ever guessed that the team, there was a team from the start. He was like an employee or a contractor or something. An actor? I don't know. I mean, it's really hard to say now. Like, maybe the persona, he's just a persona, and the Nate that people like isn't real. I don't know. It's really hard to say.
Yeah, I was just pulling up the video that I did.
And you're comparing yourself and thinking, well, why can't I do that? How do I figure out how to do that? Why is this so difficult for me? Well, it's because they have video editors, and they have social media managers, and they have people that plan out their strategy, and they have people that plan out their content. They have virtual assistants. They have all the help that they need to be consistent. If those resources aren't available to you for whatever reason, it's going to make it more challenging to show up on a regular basis.
Yeah. When I made this video, I was thinking of a couple of people specifically that I know. For example, Gary Vee was in Indianapolis recently, and he did an interview with one of my friends. And she mentioned how he had a whole team of people with him that would follow him around like everywhere he went, and they would just be like recording him talking and things like that. We're not seeing that when we see videos of Gary Vee. We're not seeing the entire team of people that is following him around, recording his content, editing his content, doing all the things. All we see is him telling us and advising us to keep creating more and more content as much as possible. He's not disclosing his privilege or disclosing how much resources, all the resources he has. And then we're like comparing ourselves to him, thinking like, why can't we do the same thing?
Yeah. I mean, and at that point, I mean, we probably, most people probably guess that he has a whole team. You don't know how much, but like, but you think, oh, he probably started by himself. But that's the thing that makes the Channel Makers thing even like worse, is because it was like purposely hidden. It seemed like that they didn't have a team. I mean, they said that they talked about it, and maybe they did, but very rarely. And the fact that like this, we said, they always said, I did this, and they always branded everything with his face, just makes it such so much more like bad. It's a combination of you don't know, and this guy's audience is a bunch of people trying to do it themselves. This is what I think. I don't, you know, maybe that's the thing, they just didn't anticipate that was the audience they were going to get, and it evolved in away from what they expected, but it's still, it ends up being bad at some point. They should have addressed it before he had to leave. And I don't know, you know, maybe that's on somehow partly on the owner or on Nate, or I have no idea. It's just weird. Yeah. Ultimately, I think probably not trying to cancel anybody or do anything. It's just weird. And it's probably must be blamed to be shared on everyone's part, I guess, you know, the owner for, you know, doing it this way, hiding it, you know, Nate for never mentioning too much about it. I don't know. Maybe us for just being so gullible, I guess, to be like, oh yeah, that's just like me. Like, what this really uncovered is like, wow, these people have a good model where they, if they keep it private, they could just keep on making new YouTube channels and hiring actors to be the new lead. And then if they've already figured out the formula, then they'd have a bunch of sources of income. And then they would only be paying the person who's the face of it, like a set fixed amount. And anything above that, they would get to keep his profit.
This person was like, oh, this, you know, there's other channels like Think Media. You have the awareness that they have a whole team, or, you know, vidIQ, I think was mentioned, maybe not in this comment, but in other comments. And there was a whole conversation between the Channel Makers channel and this person. And yeah, he said he's been telling Nate over a year, probably closer to two, to include other members on camera and work away from making it look like it was his channel. He mentioned that they produced a video about a year ago introducing the team, and then there were supposed to be tweaks made to the video, and then it just never went public, which meant, you know, upset some people, and they're like, no, this is poor leadership. You're blaming Nate. You're shifting blame. And yeah, so there was a little bit of drama here, and the person basically, I think Ricky was the one who was replying and just saying like, oh, you know, I was just being a kind boss, and like, now I, you know, recognize, like, is that what he said? Yeah, I have acknowledged that I should have reined him in a long time ago. So I was kind of scared to create this video because I don't want to like cause any harm or anything like that, but I feel like it's also important for us to be aware of the resources that some of these channels have that they might not necessarily disclose upfront when they're giving the advice that they're giving, and not to compare ourselves to these big YouTubers thinking that, like, it's kind of like when people say like Beyonce has 24 hours in a day, like if she can do it, I can too. And it's like, yeah, Beyonce is also super rich and she has tons of people helping her with everything. So yeah, maybe we have the same 24 hours, but we don't have the same resources. We don't have the same help. We don't have the same amount of money. So it's not an appropriate comparison to look at someone's channel like this and think that, it's not that it's not possible for us, but it's like, we just have to be aware of like what privilege, kind of privileges these people might have that we might not necessarily have.